You are about to hear The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, narrated by John Riddle. Chapter 1. Jekyll Island. The matter of a uniform discount rate was discussed and settled at Jekyll Island. Paul M. Warburg. On the night of November 22, 1910, a group of newspaper reporters stood disconsolately in the railway station at Hoboken, New Jersey. They had just watched a delegation of the nation's leading financiers leave the station on a secret mission. It would be years before they discovered what that mission was, and even then they would not understand that the history of the United States underwent a drastic change after that night in Hoboken. The delegation had left in a sealed railway car, with blinds drawn, for an undisclosed destination. They were led by Senator Nelson Aldrich, head of the National Monetary Commission. President Theodore Roosevelt had signed into law the bill creating the National Monetary Commission in 1908. After the tragic panic of 1907 had resulted in a public outcry that the nation's monetary system be stabilized, Aldrich had led the members of the commission on a two-year tour of Europe, spending some $300,000 of public money. He had not yet made a report on the results of this trip, nor had he offered any plan for banking reform. Accompanying Senator Aldrich at the Hoboken station were his private secretary, Shelton, A. Pyatt Andrew, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury and Special Assistant of the National Monetary Commission, Frank Vanderlip, President of the National City Bank of New York, Henry P. Davison, senior partner of J.P. Morgan Company, and generally regarded as Morgan's personal emissary, and Charles D. Norton, president of the Morgan-dominated First National Bank of New York. Joining the group just before the train left the station were Benjamin Strong, also known as a lieutenant of J.P. Morgan, and Paul Warburg, a recent immigrant from Germany who had joined the banking house of Kuhn, Loeb & Company, New York, as a partner, earning $500,000 per year. 6 years later, a financial writer named Bertie Charles Forbes, who later founded Forbes magazine, wrote, "Picture a party of the nation's greatest bankers stealing out of New York on a private railroad car under cover of darkness, stealthily hieing hundreds of miles south, embarking on a mysterious launch, sneaking onto an island deserted by all but a few servants, living there a full week under such rigid secrecy that the names of not one of them was once mentioned, lest the servants learn the identity and disclose to the world this strangest, most secret expedition in the history of American finance. I am not romancing. I am giving to the world, for the first time, the real story of how the famous Aldrich Currency Report, the foundation of our new currency system, was written. The utmost secrecy was enjoined upon all. The public must not glean a hint of what was to be done. Senator Aldrich notified each one to go quietly into a private car of which the railroad had received orders to draw up on an unfrequented platform. Off the party set. New York's ubiquitous reporters had been foiled. Nelson Aldrich had confided to Henry, Frank, Paul, and Pyatt that he was to keep them locked up at Jekyll Island out of the rest of the world until they had evolved and compiled a scientific currency system for the United States. The real birth of the present Federal Reserve System, the plan done on Jekyll Island in the conference with Paul, Frank, and Henry. Warburg is the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?